Good morning, everyone. This is Candace from Autism One Media, Autism One Radio. Today, my guest is Corey Hillis of EMFSOL.com. That's EMFSOL.com. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with me today. So we're
going
to expand and learn as much as we can about EMF. So today we want to talk about the worst EMF offenders and how high the levels really are for 2019. So what do you have for us today, Corey?
Well, we do believe that we have addressed the root cause on how to remediate EMFs. So quite honestly, the worst offenders, almost all of them, we kind of believe we can live with them and have all the technology and the fun as long as you fix them correctly. But for those who are just trying to reduce their exposure or at least buy products that might not be as bad, this is a good little short subject matter to listen to. So, again, I kind of almost everything we believe we can fix, but let's get into some of the worst offenders, that some of which are obvious and some of which are not. The obvious ones that most people know are cell phones, cell towers, smart meters, which this is now on an electric meter outside. We used to have the electric man or woman come around and take the meter readings, right? Well, we don't do that anymore because there's now a Wi-Fi device that spits data out of there into the neighborhood. The next house picks that data up, adds the data of their own electric usage, and spits it to the next house. So it's a network through the neighborhood and up to a satellite, and they never have to come out anymore. And that's been a new hot topic. There's actually movies just on the smart meter alone, but that's a pretty nasty one. There's everything Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. So Wi-Fi routers, big, nasty source. Wi-Fi extenders, most people don't think, but all the printers that you buy now are all Wi-Fi. And when the printer shows up, even for the people that are trying to avoid EMFs, if they get a router from the cable company, let's say, a modem router is usually combined into one from the cable company or DirecTV or AT&T, UVerse, or you know, what have you, the Wi-Fi is automatically on. So even if you plug into it and you don't use the Wi-Fi, the device is still spitting out radiation. It's still spitting out the Wi-Fi. So is your laptop. Even if you're plugged in, you can still go there. Unless you go into these menus and disable the Wi-Fi, it's still going to be on. And just like a laptop computer, Wi-Fi on a desktop computer, and then printers will have Wi-Fi on. Those are pretty easy, though. You can go into the menu real fast and disable it and then plug in, and then you don't have to worry about that, or just shut it off when you're not using it is also not a bad idea. So those are kind of the most obvious. Again, anything Bluetooth or Wi-Fi is not magic that it's not plugged in and receiving data. It's definitely receiving and emitting radiation. Definitely of that group, the Wi-Fi router and the cell phone are probably the biggest culprits. And people don't realize the intensity, which we can go over in a little while, of exactly how much radiation is now coming off of these devices. But I will say that anything that has the word smart in it usually means radiation. So smart TVs, not as bad as your cell phone, not as bad as your router, but are up there. And all the other smart devices that are out there. And there's so many.
Refrigerators.
Yeah, I mean, there's smart houses now with all the electrical appliances are quote-unquote smart. There's even smart light bulbs that people are buying that you can turn on and off with your cell phone. Well, they actually emit quite a bit of radiation at a pretty high frequency, and that's one you probably want to avoid if you don't have an amazing solution on your hands to remediate that radiation.
Yeah.
I would also say that there's some things that many people wouldn't think of, and one is any electrical motor, okay? Any electrical motor that spins it's creating a different kind of EMF, because, by the way, all EMFs are not created equal. The ones that, when you go out in the sunshine, it's called unpolarized radiation. That is not causing the same reaction in our cells as the polarized radiation, like most of man-made. And the unique thing about an electrical motor is that it creates a front and back EMF. It's basically an EMF that's coming at you and one pulling a force away from you at the same time, and it creates a real bunch of chaos in a 3D fashion, more than a 2D, if I can explain that in layman terms. And although it's maybe not as bad as your router, it's harder to fix with products that work like ours. So that chaos is more in a 3D fashion. So what is an electric motor? What items have that? A household fan. So if you have a fan in your bedroom, most important place on earth is where you sleep, right?
Right.
You should have no fan in your bedroom, even with our products on the fan, because it's harder to fix. I still put a product on the fan, and I keep it on the other side of the bedroom. I prefer it more than 6 feet away from a bed if possible, because of that chaos that it produces. But then you got air purifiers, air conditioners, dehumidifiers, all of those spinning motors are bad. And most people, like a ceiling fan isn't as bad because it doesn't spin as fast. So it's not how much air it's producing by the blades, it's how fast that motor spins. So the little fans have to spin a lot faster to create the wind speed. So the little fans and the little noisemakers in child rooms, the little, usually a white kind of a disc looking thing that spins real fast and it makes a shushing sound because it's going so fast through the air inside there. That is really just to avoid that altogether. Even with our products, it spins so fast that it's a real bad one. And one other item of the bladeless fans, those are the ones that look like magic. Have you seen those?
No.
So it's kind of like a big oval at the top, and there, you don't see any blades. And the air looks like, it appears like it's kind of floating through this magic circle or something, and there's all these theories on it. But I'm here to tell you, it's got a very fast spinning motor on the little part underneath. It's like hidden from sight, that's spinning these fan blades, that's pushing air real fast through there. So it's not magic. It's not some new system. It's just a gimmick. And because it has to spin so much faster, it creates a lot more chaos. So I really don't advise anybody having those ever. And it costs a lot of money, too, to have this little magical fan. But just avoid those altogether because of just how fast they spin.
This is unbelievable. I can't even imagine. I'm thinking about my own home. And, you know, there's ceiling fans in every room. There's a smart meter. There's smart appliances. There's a printer. Everybody has a cell phone and, you know, a laptop. And then my husband has all these Wi-Fi extenders so he can move throughout the house and get good reception.
Yeah, so
I mean,
with
there's no place safe. And, I mean, smart meters, I mean, are we actually getting their radiation as well from our neighbors?
Oh, for sure. It's worse when it's on, whatever's connected to your house is going to be worse. But some people have the neighbor kind of close, and that smart meter is basically pointing straight at them. The radiation is coming off the meter to go to your house so that your meter can collect it. And that radiation's got to go through all the walls of your entire house to get to your meter, because usually the meters are, you know, in a neighborhood, they're all on the left side of every house down the line. So the radiation has to be super strong pulses to get through all the walls through an entire house so that the other side, that meter, can pick up that signal to get the information and send it to the next house. So smart meters, they're also so bad because not necessarily, they are high in radiation, like so is your router. But the reason that they're actually a little bit worse is because they're pulsing. So it's the shaking and vibrating chaos we talked about in previous talks that's the problem. And so when something pulses, these great big pulses with big lulls of nothing, no pulses between, it creates a real jolting force. And that jolting force makes our reaction to the EMFs worse. So that's kind of why smart meters are so bad.
Wow. So I was listening to a show on YouTube. I can't remember the people that created the video, but they were talking about having the electric company come to get their smart meter, and they had to jump through a bunch of hoops. But as you said before, we need to fix where we sleep. So a couple of the immediate remedies would be to put your cell phone on airplane mode.
Definitely a great start, but the problem with that is some companies are allowing the cell phone to still continue to talk to the satellite, even though you can't. So you can't make a call, you can't get on the internet, but the phone can get on the internet. And so some of the phones, especially newer, are actually on airplane mode, still emitting radiation. That's a bummer, because that used to be the solution you could count on. It used to shut the radiation completely down. But as our meter shows, it's still emitting radiation on some of the newer model phones. So you try to do good, and then, you know, the rules change.
That's crazy. And it's really surprising about the printer and the smart appliances and the fans.
Yes, and when you're live streaming a video, and how many parents have their kids have tablets? And they live stream video. Yeah. And they live stream video to entertain them because it's great. It's a great babysitter. Give your kid a nice cartoon show to watch, and they're entertained as you can do your work or whatever you're doing. But when you're live streaming video, that's usually when the EMF radiation from a cell phone or from a tablet is at its highest. So you're really frying them worse. And then they're touching it, which means you absorb the radiation right in. So that shaky, vibrating, subatomic chaos is worse when you're touching it versus watching a TV across the room. So parents don't realize all that live streaming video stuff, which is now the craze, it's like the last few years, it's definitely where you're getting the greatest exposure on those items.
Now go over this one more time, the cell, the calcium cell, and how it disrupts.
So radiation at any frequency, could be 60 waves per second, which is electricity. It could be 5 billion waves per second, which would be a Wi-Fi router and a cell phone and a laptop and all those. All of that shaky vibrating just takes more of the lower frequency radiation to do the same thing, but it's shaking and vibrating forces, which this is opening up a voltage-gated calcium channel. It's a little sensor that's very sensitive on the cell membrane, and it gets activated, and then there's a door that opens that's not supposed to open that lets in double ion calcium molecules in your cell. You only want calcium in there like the right amount. You don't want an overload of calcium and double ion calcium for that matter, because that imbalance of calcium and free radicals is what leads to all of the reactions and possible symptoms. And one of the symptoms that you can't avoid is DNA damage. It says over 50 studies clearly showing DNA damage.
So, Corey, will you direct us to where we can find the studies?
Sure. You know, one of my favorite websites is the bioinitiative.org, bioinitiative.org, because it's just scientists and environmental leaders that don't get paid, they don't sell anything, they're not funded by anybody with an agenda one way or another. And so if you just want an honest opinion with no bias, you have thousands of studies summarized. And if they go to bioinitiative.org/conclusions, then you can see a summary of 1,800 studies done really well in one report. And so for 5 minutes of reading on that page, you'll get a ton of information. And, you know, if you read that and then you don't end up wanting to address this issue, I can't imagine why that would be.
So Corey's website is emfsoul.com, and he has solutions for blocking the EMF from your body, because we all want these devices. We want faster internet. We want to be able to live stream. But we also want to protect our children. So go to emfsoul.com, that's Corey's website, and there's some great things on there for to protect you, yourself and your family. So is there anything else you want to talk about today, Corey?
Yeah, there's one more item. Most people want to get clean energy, and so they go to solar panels. And nobody realizes that solar panels, you're making electricity over your head connected to your house. And then you have a line that runs down to an inversion box that converts the direct current from the sunlight energy into an alternating current, which is AC, is what all of our electrical appliances use. That inversion box creates a lot of this chaos. And then sometimes you even have a battery that adds even more. So those three items, the panels themselves, the inversion box, and potentially a battery,